Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook. Despite the pleas of health experts, tens of millions got on planes, trains, and into their vehicles to travel this holiday weekend despite a surge in COVID-19. People shopped, too, in crowded malls where not everyone was wearing a mask. This as hospitals in many states are getting full, and in California they are so crowded that some patients are being treated in gift shops. It is now the first state to surpass more than 2 million cases of the virus. But still, you see people walking down the street without masks. As first responders will tell you, please wear them and social distance so your friends and family will be here next year. Allison Keyes, CBS News.